practical, including proficiency-based learning, technology in the classroom, school accreditation, and assessments. And we'll also review findings and action items from the recent School Safety and Security Symposium. Martin Kilcoyne will be our host as we broadcast live on the Big 550 KTRS. This special Issues in Education Roundtable discussion is sponsored by Itner Architects, known as the innovators in the school market for over a century.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The metric system is the tool of the devil. My target's 40 rods to the hogshead, and that's the way I like it.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Whoa.
It's not Frank. It's not Paul.
No.
It's not Bill.
No.
Scott Sherman. That's me. Hi.
What?
Hi, it's
Scott.
Thursday.
Hello,
it's Thursday,
Scott.
At 4 o'clock, right?
No. It's Thursday. It's 3 o'clock. You're here a little early.
I'll see you guys in an hour.
All right.
Welcome in to the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Scott Sherman. I'm filling in for Frank, who's on assignment. Can we say what he's doing?
No, he's having a medical procedure done today.
There you go. HIPAA-compliant Dan Strauss, everybody.
And yeah. He may fill you in on Monday if he wishes to. I'm sure he will.
Any idea? Is it the penis reduction again?
No, yeah. He'll need some new underwear. Oh. That's what...
No, it's the addition to...
What?
To the genital area.
I don't believe that for a second. All the best to Frank. And I will be here for the next 3 hours.
Third along. Testy. I'll just go ahead and say
That's Ian
it's
Geis.
It's right out there.
He's the board op and director of this year's program, Dan Strauss.
Now, wait. Can we get in trouble? You being the attorney.
Yeah.
Could we get in trouble if Frank told us the procedure that he's having done?
Yeah.
Could we get in trouble about any HIPAA thing?
No, you're not a medical facility.
Okay.
He shouldn't have told us.
No.
He definitely shouldn't have told us.
He'll fire you, but you won't be HIPAA notified.
Okay.
We'll do a little law today, Thursday, in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm usually in here, and we take calls. I love it. It's called This Side of the Law. You get great Johnny Cash music and lousy legal advice from yours truly. Call in the second hour.
It's free, though.
It's free.
I mean,
it's worth twice what you're paying, at least. And it's a lot of fun. And thank you in advance to the literally dozens of people who, off the air, send me email questions. I really enjoy it. And everybody, because they're AM and the PM, of course they're great, but very nice and very concise and real smart folks. They have a lot of interesting questions and insights. I enjoy it very much. We'll do that in hour number two. Hour number one, something I've been wanting to do for the better part of 5 years. You know I'm not allowed to be on any other show except this on this station. And I'm working very hard at not being on this one so far. And I've been wanting to do an insurance seminar of sorts, or car insurance advice for people out there, because it's one of the things you have to buy. It's required by law, and a lot of people just buy it, and then they say the following thing to me. I have full coverage. I have full coverage. What kind of insurance? I have full coverage. I have full coverage. And that's like somebody saying, I have a hot girlfriend. Now, unless I take a look at your declaration page from the insurance or your girlfriend naked, I can't tell you either way whether you have full coverage or you have a hot girlfriend. So if you have naked pictures of your girlfriend, save them. But talk to us and listen to us here in a little bit as we go through what the auto insurance coverages are, probably out in your car, a good number of you, and where we can save you some money and get the money back from the insurance companies. That's my job as a lawyer. Go out and get as much as you can, and you would be shocked or surprised or maybe mildly entertained that for the same amount of money, or relatively so, you can really get some very solid and good coverage.
But yeah, I've had car insurance for 20-plus years, and we were discussing some of my, you know, whatever is in the policy. And I'm clueless about what is good or what, you know, you just like you said, I'm one of the people that just said, all right, sign me up for car insurance. I don't know what any of these numbers you're throwing out if they're.
Well, there is a minimum, right? That
yes.
A minimum liability that you have to have, right?
Absolutely. And each state has its own. Now, before we get into that, I would like to throw it out because I don't want to completely, you know, sort of, you know,
just start
throw
off
out all of the rules for this show. There is something called the Burke segment, which I'm a very big fan of. Does anyone have Burke segment information or a topic right now?
Anyone have anything to say? That's what Mr. Burke
anyone
used to say.
Anyone have anything?
That was Frank's history teacher at Waterloo High School back for him going to high school back in the 50s.
So does anyone have anything to say per the Burke segment?
I do, I guess. I'll say something. I will.
Dan Strauss,
everyone. Thank you so much,
HIPAA
Scott.
HIPAA-compliant producer.
Yeah, and I'll say HIPAA-compliant on myself because I had to go in for a medical procedure type of testing today, and it was for an ultrasound. So it was strange. It was nothing.
You're pregnant?
How many months are you alive?
I am.
I was going to say you.
I went up to the desk.
You've been showing a little bit the last couple of months.
Yeah, I know.
We all have.
I know. I have a baby elephant in there. You want to see his trunk? Hello, everybody.
Brother.
So
HIPAA compliant comic.
Yeah.
Dan Strauss.
So I walked up to the counter and I said, "I'm here for an ultrasound," and I said, "Yeah, I'm pregnant." And some guy was standing there. He was checking in also, and he goes, "Can I have your autograph?" Because, guys can't get pregnant. I don't know if you knew that or not.
What?
Yeah. So I went in. I went into the ultrasound, which is nothing. It's some little goofy.
They have to lube up your area, don't they?
Well, they lube up the area that you're
gel.
That they're doing. Yeah, but they put it on that machine
right.
On the little whatever the heck.
They
it
charge
is.
$100 for this on Craigslist usually.
Yeah.
Yes, because we went through long ago.
100 rainbows
last year or two. I guess I went to a couple ultrasounds before Archie was born. So
wait a minute, you have a kid?
I do.
Dude,
I never talked. About it, yes, he's in the Southside Johnny
it.
Band.
Yeah,
child has been to Mars.
Yeah. Archie's a bass player.
All right, so they lube you up, Dan.
They lube you up, and then you lay down, and then they start. This girl starts doing this the scan and stuff, and you have to lay there and lay still. You can't talk. You can't do anything. You just lay there. And they and she's sitting there doing this thing, and it's like 20 minutes on each side of my neck, and it's like, what in tarnation? And it was like I was getting bored. I am a horrible, horrible patient. I cannot stand to sit still like for that long. My arm's falling asleep. I'm wanting to talk. And I can't do any of that. And I'm just getting so antsy after a while. And it just drives you absolutely crazy. So
when do you get the said results of said ultrasound so that we can rest easy that you're fine?
I'm fine. Probably next week. I'm going in for an MRI also on Saturday. So, and they're putting me in the MRI machine with a.
Do you have a GoFundMe account for this yet, Dan?
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, you go.
I'm going to do that because the lady at the counter said, "Well, I don't know I don't know if you have a deductible on this or what." I'm pretty sure I have a deductible, and she goes, "Well, we don't know what it is." I said, "Good, just bill me." So
HIPAA compliant GoFundMe site.
Yes.
Dan Strauss.
That's right. I'll be. Bail me and get in line.
Yeah. So I've had several MRIs, but the little tube that they put you in, that torpedo tube,
yeah,
I have to have something to relax me because I'm very claustrophobic. Have you ever had an MRI?
I have.
Oh.
It's one of those things where it's a lot like going in the arch for 2 hours. You're fine until they put you in that little sort of like a washing machine thing. And as soon as it closes and you can't get out, it is the longest 90 seconds of your life. The MRI is an hour or 45 minutes or something longer than that.
Yeah. And
it's not good.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the arch.
Yeah.
But I cannot stand going in the MRI, the little tube, and they put your head in this box thing, and then they slide you in, and I made the mistake of opening my eyes the very first time, and that the top of it is like 2 inches from your face, and I'm like, oh, close my eyes again. I just closed them, but at that point, I had 3 Valiums in me. So they pulled me out to shoot dye in me at that point. I didn't care. I didn't know where I was. But so the last time I had an MRI, I told them I was claustrophobic, and they said, we'll put you in the big machine for claustrophobic people. So I got there, and it's much bigger, and I didn't need any Valium. So I looked at this machine, and I said, this is for large people, correct? And they said, it's for claustrophobic people.
That's like, politically correct for fatties.
Yes, it is.
But so what? It worked, right?
It's for large people. But I said, I'm fine with this. So this time...
I mean, buffets are supposedly for hungry people. Is it really?
Yeah. So this time, I told them. I said, I either need some Valium or something, or if you have the big one for larger people... I'll take that one. So they scheduled me for the larger people's MRI.
Well, we wish you the best, sir. And, of course, the GoFundMe site, HIPAA-compliant Dan Strauss at GoFundMe.com.
Yeah. Maybe I should put a GoFundMe.
Why not? You're beloved.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this insurance stuff. The kind of coverage that people have for their cars. I'm talking about cars today. Most people are out in their car. It's not something you think about. It's just a pain because you have to buy it or you get a no insurance ticket. Mm-hmm. But there's different categories or types of coverage. Most people talk about the liability limits. I call it the PI or the BI, the stuff that you buy to protect yourself and your assets from the people that you hit and hurt. So if you screw up at a red light and you run into somebody, how much protection do you have through your insurance carrier for hurting somebody else? In Missouri, and now in Illinois, it used to be different. It's $25,000 per person, $50,000 per incident as the minimum coverage. So if there's one person, they can't get more than $25,000. And if there's 25 people, if it's a clown car or a bus or something, there's only $50,000 for the pool. So $25,000, $50,000. You can buy more than that, but you can't buy less. Illinois used to be $20,000, $40,000. It's now $25,000, $50,000, just like Missouri is. Arkansas, the same. Some states are oddball states. Florida, only $10,000. You would think that with all the crazy people there, there would be more. California, $15,000, $30,000. Iowa, Michigan, $20,000, $40,000. So the vast majority of states, it's like 35 states, there with us, $25,000, $50,000. And then you can buy other kinds of coverage. You can get more PI, $50,000, $100,000, $100,000, $300,000, $250,000, $500,000, and so on and so on in those increments to protect yourself from the negligence or the screw-ups that you make for hurting other people.
So if you hit someone
and
you're at fault,
yes,
and you have the $25,000,
that's right,
and one person's in the car and they're hurt,
yes,
and their injuries exceed say $35,000,
that's right,
so your insurance will pay the $25,000 and then you're liable for the $10,000 more.
You are technically on the hook for those sort of serious injuries, and that's why most people buy
more.
Way more than that.
Yeah.
In addition to that, there's other kinds of coverages like collision. That's for the stuff that you caused to property damage. You hit a sign, you hit somebody's parked car, you hit somebody's car and they're hurt or they're not hurt, paying for somebody's vehicle. Mm-hmm. And then there's something like, it's called comprehensive. That's when there's not a collision. So if a tree branch falls on your car, or it's picked up by a tornado in Oklahoma and thrown and destroyed, or hail damage, that kind of windshield kind of stuff, stuff that isn't caused by a collision with another vehicle. There was an incident somebody brought to my attention about potentially a shopping cart hitting their car while they were in a store, and that's not a vehicle. That would be, in my view, comprehensive. So that's a separate coverage, and a lot of people buy that.
What about hitting a deer?
A deer would be comprehensive because it's not a vehicle.
And
it's
the deer doesn't have insurance.
The deer may, but probably not. The wildwood deer always do.
They have insurance?
Well, they have a lot of money. They have a lot of assets to protect.
Yeah.
The wildwood deer. So there are other kinds that I really want to talk about at length in the next segment. But these are the ones that a lot of people don't have or don't know about. And I was surprised because I get this a lot. Somebody will come in and they're really hurt by somebody else's fault. And, of course, plaintiff's lawyers start to salivate at that. I'm like, wow, great. And the other person has minimum limits, like Dan said, and maybe this person has a broken bone or has had to have surgery or was in the hospital for a month, and the other side only has $25,000. And then it comes into play about whether or not the driver, the insured, the person we're talking about, Dan, Ian, you folks listening, have the right kinds of coverage to maximize their recovery. There's three things, categories, I really want everybody to, if you can do homework, look at your insurance declaration page, your coverage, and see if you have the following. One, uninsured motorist coverage, or what we call in the biz, UM. That's for people that hit you that have no insurance, zero insurance, it lapsed, they forgot it. A lot of Illinois injury cases or cases involving Illinois drivers before they raised the limits were uninsured because they would only have $20,000. That's less than Missouri's 50 or $25,500, and that would be considered uninsured. But most folks that get hit by someone who has no insurance, uninsured motorist coverage. It's really important.
Or is this someone like, too, if your car's parked and somebody drives by in the middle of the night, hits your car and just takes off?
Now, that's for comprehensive because uninsured, underinsured, the next one, and medical payments is for bodily injury, hurt inside the car. Mm. It's not necessarily for the property damage, although in a collision, you could have uninsured property damage. But I'm talking about people that are hurt in crashes with someone not only irresponsible enough to cause the crash, but doubly irresponsible and not having any insurance. Then there's underinsured motorist coverage, or what we call UIM. That's for people that hit you, and like Dan's very good analogy, there's 25 or there's 50, but there's not enough to cover the damages. Somebody breaks somebody's leg. They need surgery. They break their hip. They need back surgery. So worth hundreds of thousands of dollars in bills, and their carrier goes, well, here's 25 grand or here's 50 grand. Good luck and God bless. No, this is for the injured person who gets involved with someone who has insurance, but not enough to pay for the damage they did to the injuries that they caused. And then the final one that we're going to lay out here, and then we'll take ourselves our first break, come back and go through Dan and Ian's insurance, and I'll explain numbers because it's really interesting as far as the amount of money you could save here. Medical payments. That's for if you are hurt while operating the car, and for your passengers too, and for many uninsured people, this is a really important one to have. If you're hurt in a car crash, even if it's the fault of the driver, then your insurance company will pay dollar for dollar the amount of bills that were related to the injuries you had in that crash. This goes for someone else causing the crash, like the rear-end collision or somebody running a red light. It also goes for single car crashes involving the driver, even if they're drunk. I know we don't encourage that. We don't, but it will pay for that. It will pay for anything in and around the car that you suffer in injuries. And with the way health insurance is today, especially with people that are Medicare recipients, people that have ERISA plans, that they get their benefits of health plan coverage through work. There's a subrogation, a payback sometimes for third parties. This is a great coverage. It's dirt cheap. And if you have a few extra dollars for car insurance, this is the place to spend it. Uninsured motorist coverage, underinsured motorist coverage, med pay, as we call it in the business. And when we come back from our first break, we'll go through the actual numbers and the plans. And I think here we'll do somebody a service, and then we'll take your calls at the top of the next hour. Scott Sherman, I'm in for Frank. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550. KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic. Speaking of cars and insurance and everything, and find out if there's any accidents and insurance claims out there. Tim Weiland has it, Tim.
Well, right now, let's see, some stuff keeps coming up here. I don't see any accidents. We do have a stalled vehicle on eastbound Highway 40 past 270. The left lane is blocked. Does look like we're getting a backup in that area. We also have the road work that's going on westbound 70 that starts at 5th Street. Traffic right now is jammed from the Earth City Expressway out through Highway 94. Westbound 40 is slowing now. Kings Highway out through McCausland. Eastbound 40 just a little heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, coffee and snacks, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. While the other radio stations at 6 p.m. weekdays are doing the same old, KTVI Fox 2 and the Big 550 will keep you updated while you're on your way to wherever you're going. KTVI Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi there, Frank O'Pinion, taking a day off. Thanks to Scott Sherman for sitting in today. But I still am here through the magic of digital recording technology to remind you that I'd love for you to consider changing where you do your banking. Unless you're a First Community Credit Union member, then for goodness sakes, of course, don't change. Stay right where you are. We have you right where we want you, and I'm sure where you want to be, and you're glad you are. Because the people I talk to who do change where they do their banking, which they didn't think would be a big deal, and how much difference could there be? Well, wait till you change. Wait till you become a member, and you'll see. You'll see. You'll see that the rates are competitive, the people are wonderful, and the stability and security is there because it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 42 locations, and I'm inviting you to join us and do all your banking there. It's not that big a deal. It's just not. You go to your bank, you close your accounts, and you come in and you open new accounts at First Community. And boy, will they welcome you and be glad to have you. And you'll be glad you did it. Fresh popcorn at all locations. It's really good popcorn, and it's free to the members. And even if you're not a member and you're thinking about it, tell them we said it was okay to have some. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-700-5105. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-5105. That's 1-800-700-5105. 1-800-700-5105.
Attention all self-employed Americans. Are you overpaying on your taxes? If you're not using the money-saving software from QuickBooks Self-Employed to maximize your tax deductions, you may be paying significantly more than you have to every single month. That's why QuickBooks Self-Employed is currently offering free trials to all self-employed Americans. For your free trial, just visit tryselfemployed.com. QuickBooks Self-Employed helps you keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket. In fact, subscribers identify an average of $18,217 in potential annual deductions. Now you can automatically discover the tax deductions you may have been missing. Don't overpay on your taxes. Don't miss out on deductions you should be getting. To find potential deductions you may have been missing, visit TrySelfEmployed.com. But hurry, go online now while they're still giving trials away for free at TrySelfEmployed.com. TrySelfEmployed.com. That's TrySelfEmployed.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 1-800-809-7963 now. That's 1-800-809-7963 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 1-800-809-7963 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-809-7963. 1-800-809-7963.
The earnings tax hurts working people and keeps St. Louis from growing. A no vote on Proposition E phases this tax out over 10 years. A full decade is a long time. Families and small businesses never get so much time to figure out their budget. Our city leaders can find ways to replace the earnings tax. We could save money by modernizing our systems and cutting waste. On April 5th, vote no on Proposition E. 10 years is plenty of time. Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
Attention, church organizers and concessionaires. If you want your snack bar to be profitable this year, you can't afford to miss the B&J Peerless Restaurant Supply Fun Food Festival and Sale, March 28th through 30th. See demonstrations of the latest gold medal products, fun food equipment, while enjoying plenty of free hot dogs, funnel cakes, popcorn, and more. Make plans to attend the B&J Peerless Gold Medal Products Fun Food Festival, March 28th through 30th, at the B&J Peerless Showroom on Page at Dealman in Overland. Online at bjpeerless.com.
Hi, this is Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture. With two locations to serve you, St. Charles Office Furniture has a huge inventory and selection. Not sure if you want office furniture in your home? Think again. We have beautiful bookcases to reduce clutter. How about a comfortable chair for your home office? Visit our Wright City or St. Charles location, and you will find furniture you'll be happy to own. That's St. Charles Office Furniture, just off Highway 70 in Wright City, or in St. Charles along Highway 370. Online at stcharlesofficefurniture.com.
Stock market risk, longevity risk, even healthcare risk. Your money's at risk in more ways than you may know. Find out how on America's Wealth Management Show, Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's Frank. You know, I think when you're born, you're dealt these cards. I think, you know, some people, I didn't get any hair. All right, my hair was gone at 23. Okay, so no big deal. Some people, it just seems like their whole lives, they're just the way that the stars were lined up, that they have migraine headaches all the time, or they get bad eyes. I got a bad deal in the eye department. I got all kinds of issues, but teeth, I got dealt a good hand there. Pretty lucky with my teeth. Good, solid, strong, fairly white without having to whiten them teeth. Not everybody gets that. But I also take care of them by going to the dentist. And sometimes the problems people have with their teeth are created by themselves because they don't go to the dentist. If you're one of those people and you've put it off and put it off, knock it off. Let's end it here with Ballast Dental Care. Let's put an end to this putting off what you haven't done for what you know is far too long. It's been years since you've been to a dentist. Now, let's say you've been to a dentist. You go regularly, but you're not wild about your dentist, or your dentist died or retired or is mean or has bad breath. Ballast Dental Care. I'm inviting you to go where I've gone for over 41 years, and that's the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You will not regret this. BallastDentalCare.com.
Back on a large morning show in the afternoon. Scott Sherman in for Frank. All right, we're talking about insurance coverage for your car. And I want to run through some numbers, but before I do that, I want to thank my cousin Mark, who is in the insurance business, for actually running some real live quotes. So we have some numbers that we can go over. And again, somebody telling me they have full coverage is a lot like saying they have a hot girlfriend. I'll know it when I see it when they're naked. And some of these numbers have variables. You can't just have terrible credit. You can't have a bunch of claims against you. And I was talking with Ian before the show, and he lives in the city zip code. They're going to get you higher rate for that than they will for the deer in Wildwood, just because the risk of having your car broken into or a window smashing claim or something is a little bit higher. Not maybe as high as it had been nailing you for, but there are some variables. So the numbers that I'm going to give you are real live numbers based on some different coverage levels. And we'll open it up to Dan and Ian here real quick. Gentlemen, you both have insurance for your car, I take it, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's start with the bodily injury, what I call the PI coverage. This is for the stuff where you would be negligent, not that you ever would, HIPAA-compliant Dan Strauss would never do such a thing. You hit someone, you hurt someone. Dan, what is the bodily injury coverage limit for your policy?
Go to Ian, because I'm trying to find it now.
I'll tell you what it is, because I saw it earlier. Okay. It's 100, 300.
Okay.
So Dan has 100,000 per person, up to 300,000 for a clown car or a school bus or whatever it is that he decides he's going to drive into. That's a pretty good amount of money to protect you and your assets from being popped or cracked by a very serious crash. Not going to guarantee that they'll never do that, but that's a pretty good one. Ian,
that's
what about
the same.
You?
Same here.
Look at that. Congratulations.
Wow, we're good.
And I take it that...
Can I get to the stupid thing that I had?
The lovely Angela also has insurance.
Yes.
And she has the same as you?
The same as me, yes.
Oh, yes. Excellent. Well done. All right, I'll tell you why, especially large morning show listeners, should have no less than 100, 300. First of all, you folks are intelligent, professional, smart, and decent people, and you probably have some assets that you don't want some whiny, complaining, weaselly, injured party trying to get for you working all that those years. That's a really good reason to have at least 100, 300, as far as your policy goes. When I tell you the financial difference between 100, 300, and 50, 100, exactly half the coverage, I think it'll blow everybody's mind. We're not talking about the $25,000 minimum limits. You have to buy that. Good luck with you. If you're a college student, or you live in an apartment, or it's your first car, or you're eating ramen noodles, I'm not going to judge you. You have to get it. Get it until you get more financially secure. My cousin ran these numbers, and these are real numbers. The difference, assuming the same sets of facts, cars aren't, you know, like a Ferrari or some kind of a beater, something, you know, a Jeep or a Chevy or, you know, if you go to Landoff, of course, anything on Johnny Landoff's lot would be a reasonable and decent vehicle in these parameters. Good zip code. Unlike Ian that lives in the crack neighborhood. The rest of the people. Wow. Well, you know, it is St. Louis. And it's everywhere now. These are the numbers. The difference.
We're right on the edge of the city county line.
I hear that all the time. You're in the city. The difference between 100, 300, as Ian and HIPAA compliant Dan Strauss have, and 5100 is literally $17.06 per year. The numbers I have for that line is $204.80 for 5100. $217.74 for 100, 300. That's not significant enough to not jump all over that. That's roughly a dime a month, I think. I don't know. My math is not the best. 217 versus 214. So like 13 bucks a year.
Wow.
So don't buy less than 100, 300 and try to have that collision deductible a little higher. More like $1,000 instead of $500, you'll save money on that. Now let's skip to the MedPay and the UIM. Oh no, let's go back real quick, because from 100, 300, the next step up is 250, 500. Now that seems like a huge amount of money, and if you don't have a lot of equity in your house, and since 2008, who does? But if you own your own business, or you do have a couple $100,000 in equity, or you've got a lot of money in the bank, or you've got stock options, or you've inherited money, $250,000-$500,000 is worth taking a look at. Guys, take a guess at the difference, the price difference per year between $250,000-$500,000 and $100,000-$300,000. Take a guess.
$10.
$40 a year.
Talking about the difference between $233 and $217. So what is that, like
$16?
$16? So now, for $32 difference, you go and you get five times the amount than you would at $5,100, which most people would get. The next bump up is $500, $1 million. I'll tell you that that was $256, so about another $25 per year for $500,000 per person, $1 million. So if you're really planning on killing a busload of school children,
yes,
you really, it's not that expensive. So that right there tells you that if you can do it, and if you can afford another $40 a year, you should be buying as much PI protection as you can, assuming you have assets to protect.
And what is this one for?
That's for the PI, the bodily injury. If you hurt somebody else,
okay,
to protect yourself.
Oh, so
you're talking about, you know, $13 between $100, $300, and $250, and, you know,
medical payments.
This is for the PI stuff. So it's dirt cheap to get the most you can.
Oh, I
don't
see.
Don't overdo it.
Bodily injury and
that's
property
right.
damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't overdo it by buying way more than you need. But if you wanted to go $250,500, you're talking about per year somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 between $5,100 and $250,500.
Okay.
And you could sleep well at night.
Let's move on to the I have $100,000-$300,000.
You and Ian and Angela are doing quite well. Let's move on to the MedPay. Now, very few people know much about this. I call it a legal double dip. And nobody get nervous, because if you have health insurance, you say, well, I'll use my health insurance. Yes. But health insurance isn't necessarily health insurance anymore. Most people who have health insurance and who don't Obamacare are getting it as a benefit of work. And if you get it as a benefit of work, the chances are that the work your employer has pooled together with a bunch of other employers and purchased what is called an ERISA policy, an Employee Retirement Insurance Security Act policy. It's not really health insurance. It's a benefit of work that is mandated and dictated by the federal government. The reason ERISA came about in the first place was that the mobsters that were running and using the Teamsters trust fund and the pension fund as a slush fund to run the casinos in Vegas, they got cracked down on and the Fed started to regulate it. Well, one of the provisions in that big, long ERISA law from 74, nobody read until about 1998, and it said, oh, if you're hurt or one of your plan members, i.e. the person who has the insurance, is hurt and it's the fault of a third party, the plan can go get the money that paid back from the injured person. So you get double victimized. You get victimized by the person that hit you, then you go and you get money for yourself, and your health insurance plan, which is an ERISA plan, says, oh, by the way, how about a little something for the effort? So now you kind of wish the mob was back. In Missouri, we are banned, or the insurance companies are banned from getting money back if you're hurt by a third person. But this is federal, not state, so it's rock, paper, scissors. So for MedPay, just for the safety valve of preventing the ERISA plan from coming back on you if you get hurt, it's a great thing to do. Also, it's a double dip, and it's a legal double dip, and there's nothing they can do. Your passengers can all get it, so if they're uninsured or you're uninsured and you're hurt in the car, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. So the driver can run into a telephone pole, and he can collect. All his drivers don't do it on purpose. Don't make it look on purpose. But this is a really good thing, and it's dirt cheap. Let's take a look. The difference between $0 and $5,000, I understand, Ian, that you have this, right?
MedPay, yes. $1,000 per person.
$1,000 per person, and how much do you pay?
$20 a year.
$20 a year. Dan Strauss, do you have this?
I have $5,000.
You have $5,000, Dan Strauss.
Wow, Dan.
HIPAA compliant, Dan Strauss. Excellent. Dan, how much do you pay?
I have no idea.
Dan has no idea. I'll tell you how much you would pay if you used my cousin's insurance company.
You're talking about for this?
For MedPay, yes.
For MedPay, okay, I don't know.
And you pay $20?
Yes.
If I told you you could get 5,000 like Dan for $24, it sounds like Joel Clark.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. $25. So for $5 extra a year, you would get an extra $4,000 in med pay. If anyone's been to an emergency room, especially in an ambulance, and had any kind of work done, procedure, CT scan or anything else like that, you're talking about $3,000 or $4,000 right there, maybe $5,000. So right there, already Ian would be exhausted just by taking the ambulance ride, probably.
Right.
Once they see you in the emergency room, you'd be way over, and it's almost like you have none because there's no reason to only have $1,000, especially when it's only $5 a year. So, Dan, very good. Ian, we can do a little better. $25. Does anybody want to know what a ridiculous amount of med pay would cost? Something in the neighborhood of $50,000, which nobody would have. Anybody want to know?
I would say...
Take a guess.
$40.
Ian?
I'll say $50 a year.
I'm going to make myself sound stupid because I think I've oversold this. $71.88. Mm. But for $50 extra, or $35 extra, you would get 10 times the amount. And they sell it in $10,000, $25,000. You don't have to buy $50,000. Nobody, except my dad, I think, has $50,000 in med pay. He's planning on having surgery as soon as somebody hits his car, I think. But that's the difference, and it's not that expensive.
So does this, you have to use this med pay only if you're in some sort of vehicle accident?
If you are operating your car.
Okay.
So there have been cases where somebody is in their car and it's hit by another car, or if they have a heart attack in their car. Hmm. It doesn't have to be a collision. It's not bodily injury from a collision. So there are people that have a medical emergency in their vehicle. They lose control. That's med pay to me. You're operating your car. You're having a medical emergency. I think that would work.
So wait a minute. So I went for my procedure today.
Yes.
I drove my car, so can I use my med pay?
Insurance fraud expert Dan Strauss.
Now, the question I had, let's say this is just a hypothetical. You have, within the course of a year, four claims, but none of them are your fault. Let's say you have an uninsured driver hit you. Let's say you have an underinsured driver hit you, where your insurance company has to foot the bill for those. Can they raise your rates then?
They shouldn't be able to, should not, because those are contractual. They're not based on fault or liability. Missouri is a pure comparative fault state. Illinois is a modified comparative fault state. The word fault is in there. States like Michigan is no fault. But if you have an accident or a collision and it's not your fault, then you should not be penalized at all. MedPay, I've never had anybody have
But they can, though.
They can because they're insurance companies and they're jerks.
Yes.
But a MedPay or an uninsured motorist or an underinsured motorist, a UM or a UIM, they are contractual and they are not, they're quasi-built on fault, but not your fault. So they should not raise your rate. They raise your rate, dump them. Go find somebody else. Somebody else will want your business. It's the freedom of contract. That's why buying health insurance should be like buying car insurance. Okay? They screwed up the whole Obamacare thing a million ways. But the one way they screwed it up the most is it's a fiefdom. You can only buy health insurance from certain companies in a particular area, almost like beer distributorships. With car insurance, you can go online and buy it anywhere. That's the way health insurance should be. But that freedom of contract that you have to shop everywhere for car insurance means that if you don't like who you're with, dump them like a bad ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. Dump them. Now, the last two, and we'll do them quickly, but we will do them, is UM, the uninsured, and the underinsured. These are the ones where you're hit by somebody who is not insured, or you're hit by somebody, excuse me, who comes from Michigan, and they don't have $25.50. This is one where this is really important. Ian and Dan, you both have 100, 300, right?
Yes.
Yes.
How many vehicles, Dan, do you have under your policy?
One.
Ian?
Two.
Okay. There's a thing called stacking, which means that in reality, Dan, you do have 100, 300 if you're hit by an uninsured motorist.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, good news for you, you have 200, 600. Because you can stack, multiply the number of cars by the amount of UM you have. You and Angela both have 100, 300. If you, are you a named insured on her car under the same policy or is with the same company?
Yes.
Very good. You get hurt tragically. You're in a horrible shape. Should we change it to Angela?
Angela
is hurt. Our Angela hypothetically is tragically hurt. And now 100, 300 ain't enough. It's now up to 200, and it didn't cost you any more money. You can stack your UM. That's very, very nice. Mm. Dan, you can't. But if you had 10 cars, 100, 300, you got a million, 3 million.
Whoa.
Stackable insurance.
So each one's 100 per car.
Each
100, 300 per car.
Each one stacks by the amount of the coverage for UM under that policy.
Whoa.
Now, UIM is not stackable, so you have to buy that a la carte, like a dim sum, all right?
Yes.
This is one where you want to get the most that you can. And real quick on the UM, the difference between 100, 300, and 250, 500 is somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 a year. Somewhere in the neighborhood, the difference between 100, 300, and 500, 250 is somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 a year. But for the UIM, you got to buy that dim sum. You got to buy that a la carte. Buy as much of it as you can because it's not stackable. Again, what we're talking about here is somewhere in the neighborhood for $30 a year for 300 for 100, 300 UM and $32 a year for 100, 300 UIM. And it can go up to about $60 for 250, 500. And $80 for 500, 1 million. For less than $200 a year, you could have $500,000, $1 million in coverage of both UM and UIM and be able to stack your policies on the UM to as many cars as you have. Buy the three as much as you can. UM, UIM, MedPay, and then go out and get in a horrible wreck or have your loved one do it. And call me, and we will clean up this town. If you have any questions, it's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. Guys, any last questions? Any last?
No. I don't have any more.
Give us real quick traffic.
Yeah, we'll get Tim Weiland with a quick traffic report, Tim.
Sounds like we've got lights on red flash at Cleaney or at Monsanto on Route 3. We've got stop-and-go traffic bumper to bumper now from Highway 270 all the way out through Highway 94. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Easter is Sunday, so get to Kohl's this Thursday through Saturday and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family.